Good morning. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Thursday, March 9th. We're in State Capitol, Senate Finance Room. Joining us at the table, we have Co-Chairman Senator McKinnon, Senator Bishop, Senator Imhoff, Senator Machicki, and Senator Dunleavy. Senator Olson is occupied and should be able to join us shortly. We are taking up CS for Senate Bill 222 Finance. We have a CS that has some technical changes that we are going to be discussing. So, Madam Chair, can we have a motion to adopt the CS?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 22 Finance 30-GS1855-D as our working document.
And I'll object, and if we could have James Armstrong, David Teal, and OMB Director come to the table to explain the technical changes that are in the bill. What we're doing here, since we are operating, trying to get the budget done as effectively and efficiently as possible so that we can spend more time on the primary piece of legislation, which is the rewrite of the dividend program. We're doing this in order to get the ball rolling, to get the operating budget processed. So with that, David or James?
Hi, for the record, James Armstrong, staff to Senator Hoffman. Like you said earlier, since we usually, how the operating budget's developed, the other body will do what we're doing this morning is do work with Ledge Finance and Ledge Legal and do a technical cleanup to the bill. Since the other body's version of the bill isn't with us right now, we're going to use our companion bill, Senate Bill 22, the operating budget, Senate Bill 24, the mental health budget, as the vehicles as we develop our budget. And when we get the other bill in our possession, we will do the corresponding changes. Members may remember we did that last year. So Mr. Teal and Ms. Pitney can speak to the technical conforming changes that they have made, which is laid out in this document right here.
In your packet, you should have a one-page document that says a summary of the changes between the governor's operating bill, a Senate CS for Senate Bill 22 Finance. With that, I'll turn it over to David Teal.
Thank you. For the record, David Teal, Director of the Legislative Finance Division. This version D that you have in front of you is, for all practical purposes, the governor's bill redrafted in legal services language instead of the Department of Law's language. It appropriates the same amount of money for the same purposes from the same fund sources. It has some date changes, some rearrangements to fit the budget system that the legislature uses, but rather than walk through this page of changes one by one, I think you can see just from scanning it that it's basically date changes, rearrangements, and small technical changes. So it's the same bill, but I thank you for doing it because it speeds up the process for legal services and for us, and ultimately for you, because when you come up with the next committee substitute with real changes in it, it will be much easier to separate the real changes from the rearrangements and other technical changes.
Thank you, David. And OMB Director Pitney.
For the record, we concur with the changes. They're technical. The CS that's before you does exactly what we had proposed in our governor's budget, and we're comfortable with the CS as your starting point.
With that, I'll remove my objection. Are there any specific questions that members may have? Seeing none, the motion is before us. Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 So the CS has been adopted. With that, we'll take a brief at ease while we turn over the chair to Senator McKinnon. Oh, Mental Health Trust. Brief at ease. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. We have the similar situation with CS for Senate Bill 24 Finance, the mental health bill. Can we have a motion to adopt that bill, Madam Chair?
I move to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 24 Finance 30-GS1856-D as our working document.
And I'll object and can we have an explanation?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, David Teal. Same explanation, shorter bill, fewer changes, but same bottom line.
And on the record, OMB Director Pitney, your comments.
No comments. It is, we concur that it is what we had submitted with the technical corrections. Thank you.
With that, I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. So that passed. And the CS has been adopted. With that, we'll take a brief at ease while we switch over to the bills that are before us and switch chairs.
Back on the record. The next bill before the body is Senate Bill 26, Permanent Fund Dividend Earnings. We have a CS as we suggested yesterday. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 26 Finance 30-GS1690/D as the Senate Finance Committee's working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Ms. Kramer.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Laura Kramer. I'm staff to Senator McKinnon and the Senate Finance Committee. The bill before you, the CS for Senate Bill 26, essentially what this does is it takes the language that you previously saw in the committee's bill, Senate Bill 70, takes that language and inserts it into Senate Bill 26. There's one change, and that was an error that was made in drafting, found on page 8, section 21. It's an effective date. The effective date is now July 1, 2020. That's the change in the POMV from the 5.25% down to the 5%, and that's effective in fiscal year 2021.
Are there questions from committee members? I'll remove my objection. Is there any objection to adopting the CS for Senate Bill number 26, Finance? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 26, Finance, is before the body. We sent this CS out to committee members when we received it from legal drafting yesterday and suggested that amendments are due to our office by 5 p.m. tonight. We plan on taking up amendments tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, we're adjourned.